Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome back to your Morning Boost from AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Today, we're going to focus on a second insightful article from last week's Fitting Five newsletter. This article is called Teaching Smarter with Learning Science, and it's from Educational Leadership. This article serves as an excellent bridge between the often abstract world of cognitive science research and the daily realities of classroom instruction. It effectively underscores how a foundational understanding of how the human brain learns can significantly enhance our teaching methodologies. For instance, the article elaborates on the powerful impact of retrieval practice. It explains how actively forcing oneself to recall information strengthens the neural pathways associated with that knowledge, which leads to better retention. Similarly, it discusses the benefits of spaced repetition, where reviewing material at increasing intervals reinforces learning over the long term, which helps combat the forgetting curve. These aren't just theoretical concepts. They're practical strategies that can be seamlessly integrated into lesson design and into classroom activities. A key consideration for us as leaders is how to facilitate the widespread adoption of these principles amongst our teaching staff. Now, while the article eloquently presents the what and why of learning science, the how of practical implementation, that's going to require some ongoing professional development. And it's probably also going to include some collaborative planning time and the sharing of effective strategies within your school communities. So how can we create this culture of continuous learning where teachers feel supported and in experimenting with and refining these evidence-based techniques? The crucial takeaway for today is that the fundamental recognition that effective teaching is not simply about content delivery, but it's deeply anchored in the science of how learning actually occurs. By actively encouraging our teachers to explore and apply principles such as retrieval practice and spaced repetition, we can collectively foster a more profound and lasting impact on student learning outcomes. This understanding empowers educators to move beyond intuitive practices towards intentionally designed learning experiences that align with cognitive processes. All right, that's your Morning Boost for Tuesday. We've unpacked the significant value of integrating learning science into our instructional practices. Thanks again to the valuable insight shared in the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting Five. If you do not already receive this monthly newsletter, I would certainly suggest it. Reach out to us at AWB Education. You can find our contact information in the show notes, and we will gladly get you hooked up with the Fitting Five. Tomorrow, join us as we shift our focus to that crucial area of talent acquisition and how to attract the best and brightest to our schools. Thanks for listening today. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.